Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Oh, my goodness, it's Detroit! It's your girl, Poetic Energy, on the air live at 9 here on a Thursday night open mic once again, holding it down for you. I'm so excited. I always get excited on Thursday night open mic night because it's where all the great poets and all the vocalists and musicians and comedians and so many other people with many other talents to display come through and share with you here on the air, blazing the mic like they always do. We're going to get it started a little bit, coming through with some music. We're going to play some good music for you and have some poets come through with some spoken word for you. We always anticipate the poets falling in each and every time to come and share their voices with you. So I am highly anticipating tonight's show. Like always, we appreciate all of the poets and all of the people that come through and share with us here on the Poetic Energy Network station. It's always a joy. I see people are on the switchboard, but I'm just going to remind you very quickly, if you are calling in to just tune in, that is fine. We appreciate and love you. But if you want to be heard on the air and blaze the mic tonight, please select option one, and we'll definitely connect you in so that we can hear what you have for us with your talents here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We're just going to get it started with a little bit of music first because our poets, we got to give them time to fall in and take their places on the stage. So let me get it off and pop in with a little bit of spoken word sent in by way of a track by one of our favorite people that we all enjoy when they come through here on the show. Then I'll let you rock with some of the Oracle, spoken word artist, the Oracle, with Freedom Wakes Me Up, and then we will come back and just fall through with the rest of the show.
Give up my freedom, tell me, would my life still be the same? I'm more of a prisoner now than I've ever been before. To this free spirit in me that can never be free, truly, truly. I keep reaching for the ring when my down is up, and my up sidesteps the carousel every time we meet. The treasure of life is mine. I'm losing my mind. coming to get what she wants. What does she want? Do I want to give up the freedom? Do I really want to stop the game? And if I were to give up my freedom, tell me, would my life still be the same? Promises were made. Hope rose, the okey-doke staring me in the face. As freedom faded in the distance, spiritual hunger and emotion at first moved me to a life that would flip my wing. And dive by willingly into my captor's grasp. Eyes wide open in a haze of wonder, I look forward, trying not to look back. A new kind of freedom waits for my embrace. Do I want to give up the freedom? Do I really want to stop the game? And if I were to give up my freedom, tell me, would my life still be the same? Imprisoning my spirit? Does your love transcend the laws of nature, beckoning me to fly free? Will you keep watch o'er the phoenix nest from dawn to eternity? Ashes to ashes, reborn to be free. Question. Than the same. For you, I will give up my freedom. For you, I will stop the game. And when I give up my freedom, your life will be better than the same.
Caller here. All right, a caller from the 865 area code. You are on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, sis, this is Jay Crenn.
Hey, Jay Crenn, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear you because I can't wait to hear that piece you fit in tonight.
Yeah, I saw that in the chat room. What you say, my man, Stevie?
How you doing, John? How's it going, bro?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. Blessed, man. I got love. I got family.
What you going to do for us, man? Hit us off good.
Oh, okay, brother. I got this piece called Cause and Effect. Like, ooh, to hear it, here it go. We've been cheated. Our spirits been burned. Walk the stagnant path of could have, should have, all life's rewards earned. Should have the freedoms our forebears yearned. Multi-talents abound, snatched from our grasp. What to do could never reclass. Just ask Phoebe, we have shared blues, still wear the same worn-out shoes. Crazy how life twists and turns this way, that, which way, back. Stuck in ruts or fall off track. Is it our fault that we were born black? Damn right, I blame the system. All of us suffered this racist condition, viewed as mules, viewed as tools. The grand agenda made us fools, unrighteous, greedy bastards. Evil set upon us unsuspecting, deceiving, unrelenting, depleting, defeating, pride in constant receding, bleeding, unrest too strong to digest. All hope lost for communal resurrection. Bombarded into submission, subjugation, causing continual digression, cultural depression. Willie Lynch surely caused this. If I didn't mention him, I would be remiss. That low-down, dirty son of a bitch, his evil quips still causing us to feel the bite of masses whip. That's my piece.
All right, man.
Woo!
That was good.
Thanks. I read that piece earlier. In fact, I read quite a few of your pieces today. But, when I read that piece, I'm like, oh, my God, Jay Crenn. He is bringing the heat. With this
trying to do my thing, sis.
Woo.
Good piece.
Do my thing.
Good piece, bro.
Thank you.
You know, it's just.
As
it's disrespectful when you touch a person with a piece with so much truth in it, and you know, really sheds a lot of light on a lot of things. That is just a phenomenal piece. Can't say
well,
it
thank
enough.
Thank you.
That was Mr. Jay Crenn blazing the mic tonight here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Thank you, my dear brother. I always appreciate when you come on to the show.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you.
All right. That was, I'm still, you know, left in awe with that piece. But, you know, you know when you got it in you to write and put words together and just make it all right and just, you know, bring your words with some fire, you got to do what you got to do. And he did what he did, and he did it, and that piece does what it does. All right. I know that was corny, y'all. I know that was corny. But anyway, we're going to keep the show going here, and I'm going to take some more calls, but I'm going to come back with a piece that I wrote today that kind of needs to be tweaked, but I'm going to spit it today anyway. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 631 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have blazing the mic or stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, everybody. Strong Island. How are you?
Hey, Strong. What you going to do, sister?
I'm actually going to do a piece I wrote this week and post it called Anniversary Number 2.
All right. I'll put it down.
This piece goes like this. It is crazy how you are right behind the first one. We planned to take a trip. We didn't know how, where, but why was known. It was our anniversary, a celebration of our unity, togetherness for eternity. So we thought, because of you and me being grown with little holes to stop our flow, a celebration of love, lust, and all that good stuff, smiling uncontrollably, cause of the love we share, the child we have, the family we united as one, it's all the thoughts we share as we prepare to go on. Our way right back to the place we declare, our getaway. No disturbances, no family, just me and you, getting to know each other over and over again. We just knew this day was coming, but surprise is now on my face. I will spend it just like the others with thoughts, wishes, and pictures of us too, knowing if you could, you would be laying right next to me, holding me like you once did, giving me what a man should, smiling with happiness in my heart, because new love will keep me healing. From this loss, happy anniversary, as I sing. Give praise to the Lord above for blessing me with you at all, and that is my peace.
Strong love in the house, anniversary number two! Tonight. Thank you, dear sister, for bringing us with anniversary number two. I'm sorry, what are you going to say?
No, I said, you're welcome.
Oh, that was good, baby.
Thank you.
That was Miss Strong Island, our host of the Strong Island Sensual Sheets. She had a great, great show last night, and we are so highly appreciative of her for being a host of that show. She's doing a great job, and we are so loving it. All right. So we're going to keep the show going here. All right. Let's see what's going on over here with our next person on the mic. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to play another track, and then we're going to come back with another poet blazing the mic. And this is going to be a musical track that was sent in. This is another poet, spoken word artist, that have sent in several pieces to the show, so we're going to keep him in rotation. He is Kier, and he is from the Michigan area. So we are going to play his track, What is Poetry? And he is about to let us know. Break it down, Kier.
Superior, high quality, hot and intense writings. Hot like supernova, burning in space. Burning everything with no trace. Writings which transfer feelings, emotions, insight. Like Spock using the Vulcan mind link. Bringing forth awareness of things seen and unseen. Words that paint poetic pictures in the recesses of the mind. With pastel colored words. Words that can be heard. Words that can be felt. So when I say, can you feel me? I'm really saying, can you really feel me? Can you dig me? Can you groove with me? Can you flow with me? Float with me on deep poetic oceans that descend many miles down into the subconscious mind, bringing forth change, enlightenment from ancient wisdom, long forgotten or chosen to be forgotten. Poetry from the true point of origin, wisdom moving along X, Y, and Z planes of space through the universe. Poetry inside of us all, ready to be birthed into the world, ready to send shockwaves and sonic booms in the hearts and minds of men, upgrading their programs. Are you feeling me? Are you computing me? Poetry, the antivirus, debugging hearts and minds from improper programming, getting garbage out from garbage in. Isn't it a sin how we let garbage into our minds, making it hard to find our way through fog-covered paths? Poetry, Kier's poetry, the fusion of spoken word poetry, hip-hop, and jazz. Poetry, taken to the seventh level, formed by creative sound waves, influenced by the great artists of the past, present, and future. Artists like Thelonious Monk, Billie Holiday, Charlie Parker, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, Miles Davis, Quincy Jones, Count Basie, Langston Hughes, Gwendolyn Brooks, Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni, Sonia Sanchez, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, Run DMC, Jill Scott, Gil Scott-Heron. Poetry sits on a higher plane of consciousness, far above nirvana, for poetry was there in the beginning, before time was time. At the point of origin, before creative sound waves were released into the universe to create the universe. Let there be light out of sight. Poetry was there in the beginning, standing inside of God, right next to wisdom, ready to be released out into space. Poetic words for the human race. For poetry is spirit, because it came from spirit. So you ask, what is poetry? Open your spiritual eyes and see poetry.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. You are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station. And this is our Thursday night open mic night hype. And I'm your host, Poetic E, and we have your co-host, Stevie G. That was Mr. Key Ed with What is Poetry, a spoken word artist straight out of Michigan. We so appreciate him for sharing that with us here on the Poetic Energy Network station. So we're going to keep it moving. Poets, I see we have people on the switchboard. Again, let me just remind you, we appreciate you if you're just hanging up to listen in on the show. But if you want to be heard, please select option one, and we will definitely connect you in so you can be heard. But I see that my co-host wants to spit a piece, and then we'll take the next caller right after him. All right, Stevie G, the flow is yours.
Well, sometimes you know you're your own worst critic, and sometimes you deserve to be. And I'm a little down tonight, but I'll be all right. I'll come around. But I wrote this piece today. It's called Why Can't I Love Right? Do you see my tear-stained cheeks? It doesn't mean that I'm weak. Sometimes pain can just break and bend your emotional state. It's probably some overdue come around, maybe even a portion of fate. It may be caused by something stupid you ventured yourself into, not thinking that inevitably stupidity would fuck you in your ass with no Vaseline, when you should know better. You're a journeyman. You're not green. How many times of fucking up does it take for you to realize that you can't go around hurting and causing demise. Trust me, I have been the connoisseur of causing pain. I don't point my finger, it's me I blame. I feel bad for the ladies that I've ever crossed the plane of my door. They had no idea of the hurt they were about to endure. I had no idea of the pain I would cause by attacking their character and taunting their flaws. I guess I'm just an old dirty bastard with no consideration, walking around causing heartbreak and feeling inflammation. I'm one for always saying, live by your learned lessons. But I can't seem to stop piercing these women's hearts and discontinuing my own blessings. I'm not looking for a way out of this, not at the least. Some of you women consider me a beast. Well, I deserve that because of the paths I've walked. And all these terrible pains inflicted are all my fault. Look at what I've done to create a misery within me. I could have loved right and lived and be happy. Too late now, for love has left me for good. I guess I knew it would. Why can't I just love right? That's my piece.
Oh, first of all, let me give you. DVD. I know that was a piece that I know that you had to write. Feel from your heart, but I must say you really. Whew.
Sometimes you just gotta let out your emotions, you know. Sometimes you can't hold them back. Sometimes they're there, you know, and that's your avenue of letting them out, and that's your avenue: writing, poetry, singing, whatever it is, you know. And tonight, I'm just in one of the moods. I really didn't even want to come on the show because I want to depress anybody, because I am totally depressed tonight, but I'll be all right. I'll be all right.
Yes, you will.
Just keep on doing it. Be all right. If I'm a little quiet, you understand why.
Right. That co-host, Stevie G, keeping it real. Whew. All right. Now, he always be my strength, so I got to, you know, hold on, because I don't like somebody that I love and care about to even hurt. But you know, as he say, things will be all right, and we gotta keep it going on, because when it's all said and done, we still gotta fight on. All right. Let me keep the show going here. All right, we have a H's caller online. That's willing to spit a piece here on the Poetic Energy Network station. So let's not hinder them any longer. Caller from the 919 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is the poet, Tim Jackson. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm great, brother. I am doing great. Glad to hear you on the show this evening.
No doubt. One of my homeboys, I think he's friends with somebody on Facebook and saw it on come across Facebook, and he called me and told me to call in. So I'm listening to you, checking y'all out, trying to figure out how can I love, right?
All right. Yeah, my co-host, he brought it. How can I love, right? Yeah, but what you going to do for us tonight?
Man, I'm calling to support, you know what I'm saying? And I was just listening to the brother that just finished his piece, your co-host, so I'm gonna just spit something kind of simple tonight just to introduce myself to you in the Detroit area and all of y'all all over the world that's listening to Blog Talk Radio. This piece I'm gonna spit tonight is called Trying to Get to God Before the Devil Gets to Me.
Woo!
And I feel like
that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I feel like doing it because after listening to your co-host, I just feel like that's what a lot of brothers go through. You know, as we trying to get to God before the devil get to us, no matter what form the devil come in, you know, if we working hard at it, we're going to always have problems in the love, sex, relationship area. And we just got to stay strong and stay focused on trying to get to God before the devil gets to you. That's all. So I want to spit that piece for you.
All right.
Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. I reached the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts. The cigarette still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they be calling a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I'm not hating me. I'm loving me constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, because only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells. And I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack, because I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those who say they love the Lord dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you're trying, then you're lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I dropped my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that had been around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now, because I got to God. Them devils can't make me stumble now. Peace. Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity.
God,
beautiful peace,
my
brother.
You brought that peace, man. Woo, Lord have mercy. Yes. Now, would you no, tell us, woo, man.
Hey, come on, man. Don't do me like that, man. Come on, don't do me like that. God bless you with a gift. Y'all gave me an opportunity to share it, so I thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I thank you for having the show and for having the outlet.
You come out
yes.
and you blaze the mic, and we love to hear the mic get blazed, and you did that, and she's just like, you know, that's what she loves to hear. So let her have a moment. Let her do her thing.
No doubt.
How can people fellowship with you?
You can catch me on Facebook, Tim Jackson, just Tim Jackson, Raleigh, North Carolina. I have a Reverb Nation page / the poet Tim Jackson. That's when you can listen to some of my worries over music. And really, I'm just trying to really get out into this social networking thing. I'm on Twitter as the poet Tim Jackson, and that's really it. I don't have a website yet, but I have goals my own publishing company. I got a couple of books out. The name of my publishing company is Soul Redemption, Inc., I-N-K, Publishing. So that's what
All right.
do. I use my ink, no doubt.
All right. Brother, we so appreciate you for sharing your voice and giving us your connection. We definitely will continue to fellowship with you and know that you are always welcome here on the Poetic Energy Network station. Yes.
No doubt. I am definitely a fan. I'm on my cell phone, but I'm going to go home and click on online so I can put y'all down on my favorite.
Okay. All right. We appreciate the love. And please don't be a stranger.
I won't. And I can't really understand. What's your name? What are the names in the studio?
I am Poetic Energy, and my co-host is Mr. Stevie G.
Okay, no doubt. And y'all find me on Facebook, Tim Jackson, Raleigh, North Carolina. I don't know what my Facebook profile is right now, but I'm on Facebook. It's a lot of poets as my friends, but y'all link with me, and we can try to get y'all down here to do something, and I can get up there and do something, you know.
All right, I'm gonna hold you to that because I got something brewing that I need people.
Hey, I'll come through for you. I'll come through
all right.
for you. I was just going to say, road
all
trip.
Right, brother. I'm definitely going to hold you to it. I got you in the archive, so. All right, Mr. Jackson. Thank you so much, dear brother.
And since you know I'm from the 919, y'all just give me a call if y'all got something poetic going on, and I'll come out.
All right. Yeah, that's what's up. All right, we're going to take the next call. We're going to take the next caller. Thank you so much again, Mr. Jackson. So appreciate you.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right. All right. Poets. Everybody's coming through and just really, you know, rocking the mic and shaking it up and, we so love that and appreciate your voices here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We're just going to keep it going here and just follow through and take the very next caller. Caller from the 202 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Larry. Can you hear me?
What's up, Larry?
Yeah.
What up, Poetic E and Stevie G? How y'all feeling, man? How y'all
right,
feeling? I'm feeling in a silly mood tonight, even though I'm a reader. I just feel like spitting some poetry right about now. You know what
all
I mean?
Right.
I'm
Right.
Last part was really dope. See if y'all like this one. This is called Poetry Forever With Me.
All right.
Poetry be that fine wine that pours through my ink like a glass of Chardonnay. It's like that sexy girl waiting for me to bust a flow without resistance, making her easy prey. Poetry to me is like that potent tobacco that burns through smooth like a fat cigar. It's like that late night snack calling for a taste of it, like that delicious Snickers bar. Poetry got me like a dope fiend, forever chasing that first high. Poetry be the wings that makes me take off like a bird, never landing and always and forever will fly. Poetry got me wrapped in balls and chains like a well-kept slave. I don't mind being oppressed by poetry. No worries about my independence I would never crave. Poetry beams within me like the sun through rainy clouds. Poetry is like that kid that I never had that grew, graduated, and made me proud. Me without poetry is like a body without a soul. We, or should I say me without poetry, is like not having a thick jacket 20 below. Me without poetry is like the tin man with no heart. Me without poetry is like being in a brand new car where the ignition won't even start. I'm forever married to this chick called poetry that cheats on me ridiculously, but it doesn't bother me. If others experience the joy she brings me, we can all make love to her and catch a poetically transmitted disease. You're the only one that would get me up at 3 in the morning, not waiting, no contemplating. Me and her come with precious ink flow that I've been salivating. Poetry, you are the one, despite your unfaithfulness, that continues to be the love of my life. No proposals or no ceremonies needed. You are my intangible wife. We're stuck. I can't leave you, and you can't leave me alone. Poetry, I'm one with you. I'm bound to you. I'm drawn to you. I'm ran by you. Can't be without you, my poetry. And that's that piece.
All right, Mr. Larry Edwards. Oh my. Every time you come through, you do it. Yes.
Yeah, I had to write that piece down. That's very dear to me. I love poetry. I love the art.
That piece.
Huh?
I love that piece. It was deep.
Oh, thank you. I'm gonna post it. They can get me to probably post it, you know, perform that on another show. So I'm gonna post it. But it's something dear to me. It's real. And I just enjoy it, man. I enjoy the show. Y'all always are welcoming when I come in. And, you know, those that want to catch me on Facebook, you can reach me up at Facebook, Larry, L-A-R-I-E-N. And I'm also a singer, www.larrybandcamp.com. Join the Larry fan page. And I might do a little chomp later. And also follow me on Twitter, .com/soulofLowry. I'll post all of them in the chat room for those that are listening on those that can, you know, feel it. But I thank you, and I'm going to slide on that face so somebody else can get a chance to hit the mic.
All right, Mr. Larry Edwards. We always love it when you come through.
And
right.
I will be back for the Erotic Hour.
Oh, okay. We are going to make the announcement because we have flipped the days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Erotic Hour is now on Wednesday nights at 10. And well, you missed that show yesterday.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yes, but you still feel free. Feel free to come through if you have an erotic piece. You can definitely come through.
Okay.
Share.
Y'all
okay.
On to 11 tonight? Y'all on to 11 tonight or 10?
We all to 10.
Oh, wow. Okay. Damn.
Yeah, we'll make sure we keep you guys informed. Yeah, we decided to make both days different days because people just some people just want to fit erotic and some people want to, you know, just do regular.
Oh, well. All
right.
Oh, man. I'm glad I was informed right now. Wow. All right. Okay.
All right.
Well,
we're gonna that was Mr. Larry Edwards blazing the mic, and we're gonna keep it going here. And I'll take the very next caller on the air. And I welcome from the 551 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic Geese and Stevie
I'm
G. Who
I'm
do we have
to
seven
hear me.
Tonight? Hello.
Hi, this is Listen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Oh, we're great. What are you going to do for us this evening?
I'm going to do a freestyle tonight because I'm getting off of work, and I just had to represent who I am because I missed it last night, but here I go. Deeper and deeper as I fall into the wind, the rose bushes breezing through my legs. I'm feeling so sweet and pretty, I can't believe it. Deeper and deeper, my heart and soul falls in. Incomplete? Never. I never thought I'd be incomplete. Deeper and deeper, my feelings and emotions and my soul is on the clouds. I'm sorry. I can't do it tonight, but I did try. I love you guys, and I will see. You will hear me strongly next week. I promise.
We'll be here for you.
We love you.
Always come through.
Okay. I love y'all too. Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, we definitely gonna love on her. We definitely welcome you always back to come through and just try it. And if all else you don't exceed, just try, and try again. All righty, we're gonna keep it going here, and we're gonna listen to one track very quickly, and then we'll come back with another piece. We'll take another track from one of one of our other spoken word artists here, and see what we can do after that. I want to do Samira King with Sister Got Poetry now, too.
Witnessing the sway of her hips, her lips down to her fingertips. She relishes, inhales, and cherishes the taste, the rhythm, and the blues. Jazz and rocked by that methodical prose, too. Holding her head up high, no man-made elixir required. Her imagination had manifested into concrete reality, into that cloud nine, the ultimate destination amid the puffy white and indigo sky. Her every desire pushing her high, close. Her sister got poetry now. She progresses within her natural pace, not caring about those who insist upon or about faith. This here be the greatest morsel, flavor, that hickory smoke on the barbecue. Sister, gonna keep it real. That inner solistic rise cannot be concealed. She got that Jones in her bones, that sizzle of the hot frying pan, that superwoman to every superman. Damn, sister. Ready to take a trip to the next plateau, for surely the soul says so. She's set, the feet are ready, and sister must go. Offering her verses of verbal masturbation, urban sensationalism, soulful progressive inspirationalism, and delivering that exhale to your relaxation. Got poetry now. Breaking boundaries of yesterday's cell, releasing, embracing. Thank you. Oh shit. Oh well. She'll dance and strut and do the damn thing. She'll be all that and the chicken wing. Sister.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic E, and co-host, CVG. That was Miss Samara King with Sister Got Poetry Now, too. All right, we always got to keep our artists in rotation here on the show, as we promised during our open mics and during our spoken word afternoon radio mix billboards each Friday or Saturday. But without further ado, we're going to keep the show going because we got 9 more minutes remaining of the show, and we're going to take the very next caller, from the 513 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
How y'all doing tonight? It's Romeo D. Natty.
Hi, how are you?
I'm maintaining.
All right. What you going to do for us tonight, brother?
I'm going to do this piece titled The Way You Make Me Feel.
All right.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. Time and time again, I'm anticipating when I can be with you, when I can look at your smile and see the truth that I knew we were the two. There's never more than a second that I don't think about you, only for a moment when I not want to be with you. And that's only because I'm thinking about the moment I can be with you. I feel you smiling because I'm doing the same, thinking I can turn your smile into screaming my name in your dream. I'm dreaming of the day after forever. We are we. You and I together, in the end is the future I see. I want to be your station so I can show you that you're my reality. No need for you to say you'll be with me. I'll watch while you show me. Ooh, we. It's how you have me. You'll be begging for more when you have me. So have a seat while I caress your feet. But first I rub your temple, massage through your hair, and whisper the sweetest melodic poems in your ear, because it will sound with the air. But the smile in your lips and heart is my only care. So smile until your face hurts. No trust, believe that I'll work at this until it works. I'll even work overtime so you'll overstay how much I want you. As mine, I'm speaking my thoughts, my truths, on the way you make me feel. Imagine how wonderful this is real, how it would feel. Can't explain it. It's the way you make me feel. And I never want the feeling to leave. I want you to never take it away from me. If I gotta forever be by your side, then sign me up for eternity. Because when I say I want thee, only the love of God would I want more for me. This is the way you make me feel. And it's the greatest feeling that can be. That's my thought.
Ooh. Long old My dear brother, thank you so much for coming through with that piece. We always love it when you come through. Always.
Most definitely. You got a good show going on.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I
always.
Had to get ready for the central hour.
Oh, you know what? Everybody's getting, we sent a posting out that we've switched today's. We now have our central hour on Wednesday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So this is straight out open mic.
Yep, straight out open mic. Okay. You can still do central on this, this segment also, but that one is designated for the erotic and essential night.
Okay. I'm going to check out the rest of the show.
All right. Thank you so much, my dear brother. All right. We're going to take the very next caller, and we hope that we can get you in very quickly because we only have four and a half minutes remaining. Caller from the 773 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G, who we have stepping up to the mic tonight.
Hey, y'all. It's China Blue. How you doing?
Hi, China Blue. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm going to let you do your piece, but I have something to say to you.
Uh-oh, I hope I didn't do nothing bad. Okay, I had one piece, but I think I'm going to change it up. It's quicker. He walked up to me and said, "Hey, baby, you look like you can sing." So I told him, "Nah, but my words do caress the melody, breathe in aesthetic harmony like Alicia in her diary. I sing secrets and whispers, hurts and destruction, my past and your future, life and truth. I am proof. I sing poetry." He walked up to me and said, "Hey, baby, you look like a model." So I told him, "Nah, but I do rock fashionable verses, attractive lyrical garments like a video vixen with some nice round pins. I model dreams and reality, lifestyles and revolutions, my pride and your blackness, spirit and controversy. I am conspiracy. I model poetry." He walked up to me and said, "May I please just have some words with you?" So I told him, "Nothing." I mean, I couldn't think of nothing. Look, he changed up my whole damn flow. Ain't that something? But I listened, caught up in his wordplay. His voice alone was like foreplay. A smile was all I could say. You see, he spoke that realness to my soul, had me going wild. How does he know? So I closed my eyes and let him orally cover me, lost in his vocal intercourse. He was killing me softly with no remorse, and I liked it. He had me coming back to back with verbal excitement. I mean, it was so good, I had to write this. I can feel his passion, and I promise I won't abandon it, because literally he connects with me. A rhythmic chemistry, an orchestral energy. He said, "Hey, China, I'm worried because you look like me." You see, he was a poet. So I walked up to him and said, Why can't I be your poetry? Thank you.
Ooh, yes, ma'am! Yes!
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, yes, ma'am. I enjoy that. Why can I be your poetry? Ah, you know.
Thank you. You got me blushing. Thank you.
No, I'm definitely. So many people have so many different names, but I have purpose in my heart, because I remember last week I told you I wrote a poem with your name in it, but when I looked at the poem, it says Charisma Blue, so apparently there's a young lady in my friend base named Charisma Blue, a poet named Charisma Blue.
Right.
And I got it confused with China Blue, so you can see how I was confused. But I want to write, but I am going to write a poem specifically.
I was about to say, to make up the difference, you can all jot that down real quick.
And I also want to make sure that we put you plug your show, because I think there are like three different shows with Dark Side or Dark Poetry or something, so it's so confusing. So can you plug your show?
I am. Me and The Poetess, we host the original Poetry After Dark every Tuesday and Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern, right there on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. All right. We got it. We got it. And in no excuse, because we can listen to the archives. Well, we so appreciate you for coming through, sharing
Thanks.
That. I really enjoyed that. All right. And we will return the love. All right, people, that is our time. We just want to take this moment just to thank all the poets for coming through, sharing your voice here on the Poetic Energy Network station. with your host, Poetic Ian Stevie G. We want to remind everyone that we have split the shows up. So now Strong Island Central Sheets is airing on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you bookmark that so we can support the Central Sheet, and so you can spit and share your erotic and sensual pieces on the show, hosted by none other than Miss Strong Island herself. And we will always remain with the regular Thursday night open mic at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you keep us bookmarked. Tell a friend. And we love you for hanging out with us this evening. We so appreciate all that you do and support this show. So, good night, everyone. God bless. And until next time, let's take it out jazzy like we always do with Mr. Yancy. Remember.